Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, Limits, it's time to call on an old friend, Mr. Travis Sawcheck of The Score, MLB writer for The Score, covered the Pirates for a long, long time in Pittsburgh, and he's on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Travis, do you still live in Pittsburgh?
I do not. I don't know if I should tell your audience this, but I was a Cleveland native, and I'm back in the Cleveland area. So you can – I was behind enemy lines for a few years, but it was a great experience. It was a great experience nonetheless.
Well, you did a really good job as well, and I have a lot of questions for you. Starting with this, like if I'm thinking about reasons to be excited about the Pirates, frankly, I can't think of many other than Paul Skenes, but one – is the idea of a rotation later this season that has Skenes, Chandler, Jones, Keller, and Harrington. I don't know about Harrington, but the first four excite me. You just tweeted about this, and you tweeted, this was 22 hours ago, Bubba Chandler in AAA, you said he looks electric. His strikeout velocity today, 98.6, 99.1, 93.5, 100. And 101.5, man, forget about everything else. The idea of him, Skenes, and Jones at the top of this rotation, this is something I think to look forward to. You tell us more about Chandler, too.
Chandler, he was, you know, you talk to folks, evaluators who went around Florida this spring, and Chandler was one of the most electric arms they saw, and he's carrying it over to the regular season. He's arguably the top pitching prospect in the game. And for, you know, as much as you can question the draft and development results of the current regime, Chandler looks like a great find. And you think about adding, and he's showing some command growth too, I think. So you think about adding that arm to Skenes, to Keller, to hopefully Jared Jones in a couple months. And that's one of the best rotations in baseball, potentially. It's almost like having the NFL equivalent would be like having Patrick Mahomes and a rookie deal. But to not build out around that is it's one of the great disappointments, I think, for just baseball as a whole, to not see any urgency or commitment to build around what is one of the most exciting young rotation talent groups in the sport.
I mean, it's mind-boggling, really, even like one bat to bring in. So what do you make of this team's chances to sort of hang around this year and be relevant until this happens? Like, and when do we see Chandler, do you think?
Yeah, I do think Chandler's close. Why expend? He's ready. I mean, he's one of their top five starting pitching options today, undoubtedly, and probably one of their top three. Why waste these bullets in the minor leagues? I think he could be on a similar timeline to Skeens last year, and he's built up enough of a minor league workload where there shouldn't be huge restrictions on him. So he should be ready soon, I would imagine. As for reasons for optimism and just this lineup, I know they had the bats broke out a little bit last night, but entering yesterday, they were batting 184 as a team, a 290 slugging percentage, a 61 WRC plus, where 100 is league average. This is those all rank last in the majors. And while they're not going to hit 184 for a team, you look at the overall talent in this lineup outside of an O'Neill Cruz and Brian Reynolds, assuming he gets to 100% health again. And there's just a lot of question marks, a lot of probably below league average replacement level bats in the lineup right now. And there wasn't enough. I was shocked there wasn't more urgency, even if ownership isn't going to let you sign a not even premium, but just league average upgrades to the lineup, that there weren't more trade acquisitions. I mean, Spencer Horwitz is a fine platoon bat who's he looked promising in Toronto last year, but he's still probably limited to a platoon role. And if that's your major offseason acquisition, you know, it's just not enough help. And I think the bullpen has all sorts of questions too. So it was perplexing. I thought they had one of the most, if not the most disappointing offseason in the sport. You only have so many years of control of a Skeens, of a Chandler. These players are unlikely, of course, to sign extensions here under the current ownership. So there should be extreme urgency right now with this group, and we just haven't seen it.
Yeah, you mentioned the batting average before last night, 184, and that was the lowest, according to Codify Baseball, the lowest in the majors through 16 games since the 1907 Brooklyn Superbas. Little known fact, Travis, that's Ron Cook broke in as their beat writer and had the first sit-down interview with both Doc Scanlon and Weldon Hensley from that team. Do you know what a Superba was or is?
Yeah. That's a great team name, but can you educate me? I don't know the
limits. Can we inform Travis of your definition of Superba?
Yeah, basically it was taken from like a Broadway entertainment group.
Yeah, which is near Brooklyn, of course. Yes, the Superbas.
Yeah, that's a great name. That's a great name.
Yeah, I think there still should be a team called the Superbas, and Ron did a hell of a job that year. Spencer Horwitz. We just picked the 2027 Pirates lineup. We both forgot about Horwitz limits. What about this?
Did we forget about him, or did we intentionally leave him off?
I think we left him off. What do we make of him? I mean, Charrington makes it sound like they're waiting on Mickey Mantle with Horwitz and Gonzalez and people like that not in the lineup right now. Is he going to be a high-impact player? What is he?
He's a nice player. I think projections had him, you know, at 340, 350 on base kind of bat who has limited power but is going to be an above average option against right-handed pitching, and perhaps he can fill that leadoff role. He'll get on base. He'll be a professional hitter. But he's not a star, and he might not play against left-handed pitching, so he's already limited. So he is a useful player. He will help. He'll be one of their, you know, four or five best hitters. But why not go get a Josh Naylor this offseason? Why not go get someone who can really provide power, provide batting average on base, who can do everything? Why not upgrade that? It just seemed like such a low upside, low impact acquisition. Yeah. I mean, that's fine if it's part of your offseason, but for that to be like the keystone largest impact move, that's just not going to get it done. And then that's on top of I do think some of their more recent drafts have been promising under Charrington, but you look at Henry Davis and, you know, Gonzalez really hasn't been an impact player yet. You look at those first three, four drafts, and they just don't have the upper level minor league depth, or there's not enough help on the way for this season that can make that that you can reasonably hope will upgrade the lineup in a number of areas. So they're dealing with that in addition to just a lack of urgency shown this offseason.
Can either of you name the manager of the 1907 Brooklyn Superbas? Either one of you? Travis?
Yeah, you're going to have to get, that's going to have to be a Ron question. I am,
Ron
I'm saying my memory's failing there.
Sam yeah. Samuelson.
No, it's Patsy Donovan. He went 65-83-5, which was mildly disappointing, but compared to Shelty, he's Connie Mack, right, Travis? How long for Shelty here if they continue to struggle?
Yeah, I do think managers become, they're such easy scapegoats in baseball because they, you know, they don't have the same impact as a NFL head coach or a college football coach. They're really restricted by the overall talent base. And it's hard to measure the culture a manager might set and that sort of thing. But they are convenient scapegoats, and I can't imagine Shelton survives another losing campaign or even this season if they're really underwater by midsummer. So there's a lot of pressure there, I think. And his contract is expiring soon, I believe. So there's a lot of pressure on him to do what he can to turn this around. But he's, at the end of the day, he's just limited by what he has to work with. And I don't think there's ever been a great manager who has not had a great supporting cast of players. And it's, at the end of the day, it's a talent issue, a development issue. And those are questions that those are issues that are going to have to be improved internally this year.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Travis Sawchuk of The Score is on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline. It's 11:54, time to make that call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums at 724-443-5610. Travis, I believe, here's how I would phrase this. Everybody, I think, is excited to see Skeens and Chandler and Jones together. Three young power arms. But sort of the downside, the dark side, the depressing part of that and thinking ahead is the natural attrition rate on young power arms across Major League Baseball. Like, you've written about this. I noticed that your pinned tweet at the top of your profile is a story about this. I mean, it's hard not to think, no matter who it is or what team it is or what pitcher it is, that these young power arms, they all feel like time bombs ticking. In a way, you know what I mean? Like, how long are we going to get where those three are healthy and in the same rotation? Surely you understand that kind of fear, right?
Oh, absolutely. And it's a very unfortunate part of the game of modern baseball. If you look at last year's top velocity arms among starting pitchers, almost everyone went to the injured list at some point, and many had season-ending issues. So the attrition rate, it's a catch-22, right? Because if you don't have this skill level, this velocity, you're probably not going to be a premium pitcher. But if you do have it, you're probably going to be injured at some point. And while pitchers can overcome one Tommy John in their careers, multiple those success rates are very poor. So just a quick aside, someone like Spencer Strider has come back from an internal brace this week. Hopefully there's some advancements there. But to your point, yeah, unfortunately, it's very unlikely that Skeens, Chandler, Jones are just going to have five straight consecutive years of health in this rotation. You hope that two of them have reasonable outcomes. It's possible that Skeens is just this generational freak who stays healthy. And I know those in the support team around him, like Wes Johnson, who he works with, the University of Georgia coach, and some of the folks there he has at Georgia, I know they believe that there's things that just his physical makeup and unique traits that might allow Skeens to be an outlier. But as you stated, I mean, the cold, hard reality is almost all these pitchers that have this level of velocity are going to have a significant injury at some point, and you just hope as a club you find the outliers that avoid Tommy John, that avoid these issues. Garrett Cole is one who held up reasonably well over his career until recently, so you hope you have someone like that, someone like a Clayton Kershaw, but those guys are the outliers.
Over the last couple of weeks, there was the Bucco Bricks disaster, the Roberto Clemente sign that was taken down and ultimately put back, and sell the team chance at the opener. I'm curious with the people that you talk to, Travis, from a national perspective, what is the viewpoint of the Pirates from outside of Pittsburgh?
Yeah, it's not good. I mean, these are a couple just PR unforced errors, right? In Cleveland, outside Progressive Field, for instance, my dad got us family bricks similar to the Bucco bricks back when Progressive Field opened in 94. And when the club removed them for renovations, they offered fans to come pick them up who had purchased them at a certain date, certain location. It seemed like an easy thing to do. And even if you're going to replace these bricks in some fashion, to not alert folks and to have this just the image of this debris, this rubble pile of these personalized bricks with messages to loved ones, deceased loved ones, that's just bad optics, even if they're going to be replaced. So in addition to all the on the field issues, they have a couple PR hits like that early in the year. It's just those unforced errors. It's bad optics. And you hope they learn as an organization. These are little things that could be avoided. And it just adds to the kind of the negative national sentiment around this club. And, we see the, even if you're not in Pittsburgh, you see the sell the team chants, you see what happened with Skeens at the Pat McAfee event and the chanting in the stadium and all that. It's just a lot of negativity at a time when you have this golden arm in Skeens, you won this lottery ticket, you have Bubba Chandler, the most exciting pitching prospect in baseball, who's right on the doorstep. This should be an exciting time to be a Pirates fan. And that's just not what we're seeing, hearing, even from a national perspective.
Man, the thing is, it could change. It could change quickly if you start rolling out, a homestand in June has Skeens, Chandler, and Jones. You know, I don't know when Jones is coming back, but you get the idea. So we'll be talking, Travis. We appreciate the time, man. Very insightful. And I'd love to talk to you again soon.
Of course. Anytime, old friend.
See you, buddy. What a nice man he is, huh, Limits? He's become nicer in his old age. Actually, I don't know how old Travis is.
And he was very kind, saying goodbye on the phone to me.
The kindness never ends with him. Starts when you say hello. It doesn't even end when you say goodbye. It's constant, ever flowing.
Not the level of Jerry DePaula, who just retired.
No, but who
now
is?
That, now
right?
That Jerry retired, there is currently an open spot on the active
on the active right
the active list
on
the
active roster. Now, can somebody from Cleveland take that? I don't know.
I don't think so.
We have Jeff Hathorn, the leader in the clubhouse. We have Ray Fittipaldo. Who else is the Baconian mongoose? No, I got into a little tiff with him.
Did you?
I'm not saying he's not nice, but certainly not on the level of a Hathorn or a DePaula.
Destiny's Child would have been on that list before he departed.
Oh my God. The niceness, it was almost blinding, the niceness
yes.
coming from him. Beasley seems like a nice guy, right?
He does.
But
what else are we missing?
Travis he's above and beyond. He waited an extra 10 minutes. He would have stayed an extra hour, I got the feeling. Did you?
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know. Hathorn, Fittipaldo. Who else?
Adam Crowley.
What?
Wow, how quickly you were to throw that into
the
trash.
He's a really good man. Get me wrong, but he's not on the Mount Rushmore of nice.
No. I was trying to throw Crowley a bone.
No, don't throw him that. Nobody here, I don't think, other than Jeff, none of the hosts.
What about Larry Richard?
Wonderful man. Yeah, but is he considered all sport? I mean, he's on the news side.
Right, but he is the Steelers PA announcer. And
well,
he does
sure.
Pit,
I mean, we're just talking football. Nice men in general. Yes, and he's a sports guy.
Yeah.
You're right, but I'm thinking all sports all the time. That's got to be a qualification for the nice team.
What about? Yeah, Brian Bacco is a good pick, I think.
Really nice guy. Except we had that little argument a few weeks ago about Cabali.
Well, you can ask him coming up very soon.
It got a little ugly. I've never had an argument like that with Jeff or Jerry DePaula or Travis Sacek.
Wow.
So points were taken away from Bacco. I'll tell you this much, though. He's up on the draft. He's up on the Aaron Rodgers drama. Let's talk to the Batconian Mongoose next. The 50-minute mark brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. And the Fan and the Pirates want to visit your teams in action for our Youth Baseball Softball Showcase presented by Sheets. Parents, coaches, email us at usports@937thefan.com to register your 12 and under team, and the Fan might make a stop to your field. Details at 937thefan.com, brought to you by Keystone Custom Apparel. Brian Bacco of the Post.
What? How did the Texters are pointing
happening?
This out? I had
yeah,
to mention.
Please.
How did we forget Bob on that list of the
Bob,
nicest
oh,
men?
Of course, Bob.
Bob.
What are we doing?
That's why I had to interrupt you. Bob.
We couldn't separate the trees from the forest or the forest from the tree. Bob is right in front of us every day. Bob is. He's on Mount Rushmore as an active player. He's one of the few active players who already has his own statue. Another one is Kirk Cousins. Unfortunately, the statue is him.
And there's going to be a Bob Pompiani bobblehead that comes out soon this summer. Did you hear
oh my
that?
God.
With the Wild Thing.
That's right. When is that?
There's not a date announced yet, but it's sometime, I think, late summer.
I know people from the Wild Things,
me too.
Including, of course, their mascot, who I met the other day.
Yes, who doesn't talk to you.
Cleverly named Wild Thing. We're going to be all over that, Limits.
Oh, we're going to that.
So if you work for the Wild Things and you're out there, Limits and I would like to come out and take batting practice the way Mulsey and I did before the game. We'd like to do our show from there. And, of course, we'd like to have bobbleheads in advance so we can look at them.
I think
right?
One or two texts to a very important person at the Wild Things could make that work.
Yeah, that's all happening as Bob gets his own bobblehead. He needs to be in a suit, does he? I mean, Bob's noted for his suits. I would think he would be in a suit on the bobblehead.
I don't know. He might end up wearing it. Do you think he could wear like just a polo shirt like he's golfing?
Could. Yeah, he could do that. That's true. Golf attire would be good for Bob, too.
What if it's a KDKA blazer?
Could be. Sure. Any of that will work.
He needs
work
to have a
Bob.
Mic in his hand, right?
The hair's going to be unbelievable on that bobblehead.
Oh, yes. Not Richie Walsh level, but.
Yeah, what if it was just Bob's head on the bobblehead?
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.